Michigan's known for its lakes, great and small, rivers, forests, campgrounds, and for being a great cheap place to dump your trash, at least if you're a Canadian waste hauler. Consider this. It costs $64 to dump a ton of trash in a landfill in Windsor. On the U.S. side of the border, you'd pay $12.99 a ton in Wisconsin. But here in Michigan, 21 cents per ton. You heard that right, 21 cents. And that Canadian trucker that's hauling the trash pays only $5 to cross the border. Small wonder Michigan's become a mighty attractive destination for Canadian businesses looking to get rid of trash. Joining us is Barry Rabe with the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Barry, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So, Barry, how is it Michigan, as I said, got so cheap and easy and has become Canada's personal trash heap?
Well, Michigan did make a substantial investment. Our communities in Michigan made substantial investments in expanding solid waste capacity several decades ago when there were concerns about shortages and the like. That clearly led to questions about how Michigan was going to deal with these issues long term. And also, as you know, it made Michigan a pretty attractive destination. Now, the biggest player there crossing the international border, and of course, Michigan and Ontario have a huge, huge border, mm-hmm. has been trash from Toronto. And the interesting story there is that our Toronto neighbors have seemingly found a way to deal with most of their issue within their province. And so a good portion of that cross-border shipment has begun to dwindle in recent years.
So, and we certainly know Senators Levin and Stabenow have been tackling this issue, and they did manage to get that law passed that banned municipal waste from Canada, but that was, what, about 40% of the Canadian garbage?
It was. I do think it's safe to say, though, that the reaction from the political leaders in the state and the recognition in Toronto that Michigan might not be a long-term welcoming home, if you will, really led the leadership in Toronto to consider other options. And there are really two things that they've been doing. A lot of this got triggered by about 12, 13 years ago, a very, very large landfill called Keel Valley that was owned by Toronto had to close. That's where all of Toronto's garbage was going.
Okay.
There was no interest in another landfill. There was no interest in an incinerator. They were trying to move on recycling and had issues. And they looked over the Ambassador Bridge, and, hey, there were all those landfills in southeastern Michigan.
Charging 21 cents a ton.
There you go. What a deal. But then as the pressure began to elevate, over time what has been decided is that Toronto has pretty substantially expanded some of their recycling programs and trying to reduce the amount that have to go to landfill or anywhere else. But in London, not the UK London, but London in Western Ontario, mm-hmm. Toronto now owns what's called Green Lane, which is a very, very large landfill owned, purchased by the city of Toronto. And most of the waste from Toronto is being now diverted there, which is supposed to be a solution that's going to last them through about 2025.
But then for Michigan, with the Canadian trash, that's some 60% that's coming from private commercial sites. What's that mean for us and for our landfills?
That's right. So we're talking about Greater Toronto, which is a huge, huge portion. But mm-hmm. when we look at Ontario, it's a province that has a larger overall population than Michigan does. Like Michigan, it's a very decentralized government with lots of local communities, lots of private generators. And so you still have a large number of individual contracts between, you know, municipalities, private generators, somewhere in Ontario, presumably Western Ontario, and those Michigan landfills. So that part of it does really shift, even though when you take the Toronto component out, that's a pretty big chunk.
Yes, but I have to ask you, from someone like me on the outside looking in, and you see that here in Michigan we're charging that 21 cents a ton to dump waste, and then in Windsor the same thing costs $64. How did that happen?
Every government makes its decision, whether it's setting the price of gasoline, excise taxes for cigarettes, tipping fees for solid waste. Now, sometimes those decisions are taken at a state or in Canada provincial level, mm-hmm. sometimes locally. They vary pretty substantially state by state, just as they do for other kinds of taxes. And in the area of solid waste, we've seen some nationally and across Canada as well, some pretty big differences in terms of how this has worked. This does raise a whole bunch of issues going forward in terms of, you know, what those Michigan rates would be. There's always a big issue if you set a higher rate means people within your state, citizens within your state or communities are paying more because it's hard under the Commerce Clause of the U.S. competition to set one standard for Michigan waste and one from waste that's coming from Ohio or Canada. And so that also becomes a big factor in this.
So that gets involved then, if you're looking at it as a local or a state lawmaker thinking we could see revenue, then you're going to also gore your own ox.
That's right. And there was a lot of exploration before our Toronto neighbors found Green Lane to look at some kind of a differential fee structure or a surcharge on Canadian waste. That moves you into some pretty tricky constitutional and even political territory. At that time, while a lot of Canadian trash was coming to the U.S., a fair amount of U.S. hazardous waste was going over the Blue Water Bridge towards Sarnia into Canada. And then there began to be questions of retaliation one way or another. And before you know it, you have a kind of waste trade war, if you will. That has not happened, but that is a substantial factor, especially in the case of these tipping fees or whatever you want to call them in Michigan. You know, still the biggest customer for these are Michigan residents. And no one's too thrilled about paying more for dealing with their garbage.
Good point. We're speaking with Barry Rabe, who teaches public and environmental policy at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan, talking about trash and particularly looking at the amount of Canadian trash coming in to Michigan landfills. And I'm wondering, Barry, as you look across the United States border with Canada, what's the situation with other states that are bordering Canada? Are they as inexpensive as Michigan in terms of dumping waste?
Probably not. Again, you're bringing in a fair number of states that
yes.
have some shared border with Canada. I think it's safe to say that Michigan, because of its investments in expanding capacity, as we were noting earlier, has probably been on the lower side of this. There were some concerns some time ago about, you know, how these sorts of arrangements would emerge. I'm not aware, though, of any other state neighboring, at least Ontario, that's had the level of concern with Ontario trash coming over, as has Michigan, partly due to the proximity and the fact that right over the bridge you had all of these facilities, and then, as you know, the price differential. So it's come up in other places, but not nearly as significantly. I would say if we're still having areas where cross-border movement of waste is contentious, it's more things such as nuclear waste, smaller amounts, but obviously a much more visible and controversial issue.
And speaking, as we did a few moments ago, about Senators Levin and Stabenow, in 2011, they tried to raise the foreign trash importation fees. They had the Stop Canadian Trash Act, and it died in committee. Why did it die?
I think there is real reluctance, given the North America Free Trade Agreement, to do anything that begins to set differential tax rates or fee rates on trash or just about anything else. We've gone through a period, actually even before the NAFTA agreement, which was truly North American, to try to create a fairly substantial zone of rapid and free movement of goods across the Canadian-U.S. border. And in many respects, it's been a remarkable, long-standing relationship, certainly in the auto industry, where we're constantly having parts and products go back and forth.
Sure.
So there's always reluctance to do anything to upend what's an unusually large but also an unusually friendly border. And again, one might begin with, say, a trash fee, but then you could envision all kinds of retaliation, whether they're environmentally related fees or other kinds of things. That's probably not the only reason why it died. I think it's always challenging to propose, in the case of the U.S. Senate or the U.S. Congress, a fee that will primarily benefit one jurisdiction, namely Michigan, when there could be cascading effects across the entire border where a lot of states are in play.
So, Barry Rabe, what do you see as the future for accepting Canadian garbage in Michigan?
Well, I do think a lot of this could be relating longer term to issues of recycling. Both Michigan and Ontario have struggled to hit some of their targets for recycling, and it opens up the age-old question, how much landfill are we going to use? Mm-hmm. We've kind of moved beyond incineration in both places. That's on the decline. Michigan has been pretty successful with its yard waste restrictions, and of course the bottle bill is an extraordinary story. Now going on over 35 years with very high rates of return. By comparison, if you look at other areas of solid waste recycling, including some industrial solid waste that can be recycled, Michigan's on the lower end of that. some similar issues actually in Ontario, which has a big manufacturing base, a big industrial base, bigger population base. They've struggled. Big chunks of both Ontario and Michigan don't have ways to curbside recycling. There have been reports on both sides of the border on this. And so I think one challenge going ahead for this relationship is, you know, not just how you manage the landfills over the next 10, 20 years or wait for some new technology for disposal, but can you really put a substantial dent into the actual amount that has to go to those in the first place, whether that's done locality by locality, state by state, or even collectively something across the Great Lakes Basin, which might involve Michigan and Ontario working together. To me, that's still a bigger challenge because those numbers of recycling are not where we might have expected them to be by now.
Barry Rabe teaches public and environmental policy at the University of Michigan at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy, the guy that can make talking trash understandable and enjoyable. Barry, thanks for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Good to talk with you. Thanks so much.